WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is moving ahead with selling land after an unsuccessful buyer filed a lawsuit against the district.
The owner of the barracks, Heath Phillips, referred to taking legal action when he spoke to the board last night in what was a failed attempt to buy the vacant land next to his development.
I would just like to humbly ask for your forgiveness for the suit that that we filed against the ISD, and just also ask for your empathy as we're as we learn just how my hands were truly tied in this situation.
The board returned from a 60-minute executive session with no public discussion. President Valerie Yochan read a prepared statement defending their decision.
We have no doubt that we have dealt fairly and equitably with both bidders, and we categorically deny any allegation to the contrary.
The board approved a resolution upholding last month's vote to close by the end of this month the sale of their land to DWS Development, which had the higher bid for the July closing. The barracks offered more the board would have waited until next March. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Sirens in downtown Bryan last night around 6 were due to a car fire at 26th and Texas. Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says there were no injuries or deaths. Brazos County Commissioners have enacted a burn ban for unincorporated areas of the county. Also under burn bans are Grimes, Madison, Leon, Robertson, and Walker counties. A North Texas man arrested 8 years ago for sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in Brazos County is just now headed to prison. 28-year-old John Henry Pelzer, who was placed on probation in 2012, 4 years after his arrest, admitted to 2 pages of violations. That included sexually assaulting and holding a Dallas-area woman against her will last August. Pelzer was sentenced to 10 years for the Brazos County attack in 2008. That will be served at the same time he does 14 years for multiple crimes against the victim in Dallas. A Houston man arrested almost 6 years ago for stealing $18,000 of tires and wheels fitting semi-trailers is headed to prison. That's after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted 52-year-old Ray Washington, then sentenced him to 13 and a half years in prison. Washington was arrested in September 2010 after a Grimes County deputy sheriff stopped him for not having a license plate on the utility trailer he was pulling. The deputy learned not only that the tires and wheels belonged to Bryan Freightliner, the trailer was stolen from Arkansas. The Bryan School District has all its building suit principals for next year. The school board Monday night promoted Becky Ryberg, who spent the last 6 years as an assistant principal at Milam Elementary, to take over as principal at Fannin. The board also spent more unexpected revenue generated by higher student attendance and more property tax money. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draw says $900,000 of $1.4 million is a transfer to take care of part of paying for staff training in August, the last month of this fiscal year.
Because of our calendar that we are adopting, where we're doing so much professional development at the front, there is a lot more days. Going to pay out the money in the same way, but it's just a matter of what year it's reported.
The board is also consulting contracts for school improvement, support services, and staff development, where the district is saving $96,000 over last year's services in those areas. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you thinking about moving? You're going to need a new home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news, I do home loans. I'm Debbie Lewis, and I've been helping families here in Texas for over 17 years, and I want to help you or help you again. I can do VA loans, FHA, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time closed construction loans. Interest rates are slowly moving up, so call me today, 979-220-3018, or email me at debbie@debbielewisshow.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
7:12. Good morning, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures up between 95 and 100. The heat index is going to go above 100 today. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 75. High pressure will stretch from Texas to Georgia tomorrow. Lots of sun, a hot day. Highs around 100, the heat index above 100. Clear tomorrow night, lows near 75. Sunny and quite warm for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, our very own Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Also, the TCL All-Star Game. I'll have the details for that. And in Major League Baseball, another loss for the Astros and the Rangers. Details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So the last people who won a third of that $1.6 billion Powerball lottery jackpot came out of hiding yesterday, 6 months after winning. Names Marvin and May Acosta, they're from California, said they wanted to remain private for as long as possible. Taking them 6 months to put together basically a team of legal and financial advisors to help them get through this thing. They decided to take the one-time cash option, which was $327.8 million.
Whew.
Statement released, they said they put the money in a trust. They've donated to charities that are, quote, important to us. So,
good for them, yeah.
And again, doing it the right way, being able to put together a team to help you with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yesterday, Chelsea, we mentioned that they had some new emojis that were coming out.
Yes.
That would be able to show both men and women in different walks of life. But now, this may be the bestest ever.
Oh,
Snapchat now has a way for you to make an emoji version of yourself.
What?
The company paid $100 million for Bitmoji.
So Bitmoji has existed.
Yes.
Yes. I guess Snapchat just acquired it.
That's it. Ah. Okay. And they want you to know because they spent $100 million
right,
on it.
Right, of course.
That,
yeah.
That they need to get some of their money back.
Uh-huh.
Use the app so you can import a picture of it and then add a wide variety of personal characteristics like your face shape, skin tone, hair color, your jawline, your eyebrows. Reviewers say making an emoji is fairly easy, should take around 10 minutes. Even if you're unfamiliar with it. So there. Now, how often will you change your emoji? We talked the other day about how many people take how many selfies in a day just to get the right one.
Right.
And so do you wake up every morning and decide, this is what I want my emoji to look like today? I'm having this kind of a day. I'm having a bad hair day. Then you do emoji bad hair days. And
you can put them in text messages and send them to people. Actually, one of our salespeople, Allie, got me on board with the Bitmoji thing a couple months ago. I don't ever use it because you have to install it as one of your keyboards the way that you would, you know, an emoji keyboard or anything like that. And it kind of slows things down. Like, especially if you just want to use a regular emoji and you go in there and you put it on there, and then you have to go through the other menu again before you get back to the regular keyboard.
In other words, in the words of Chase Murphy, it smacks of effort.
It smacks of effort.
Hello?
Yeah,
hey,
want to take any bets on how quickly there will be a Donald Trump emoji?
Yeah, that's probably right. There probably will be. But, if you grew a beard and you didn't used to have one, then you would want to change your emoji look, too.
Thing with Snapchat is I just loved how simple it was. It was take a picture, send it, it disappears, done.
Done and done.
And now it's just adding all of these new features. And I know they think they have to keep up with things and, you know, like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But that was kind of the beauty of Snapchat was it was very simple and just very quick.
But here's the problem. You have to have something new and different, right? Otherwise, you're not top of mind awareness.
Right.
People forget you. It's all about relevance.
And Twitter's gone through this same thing. They used to be, you know, they used to be well known for only letting you put in, you know, certain number of characters for your status or whatever. And then they started allowing pictures and videos. Now they've increased the number of things you can put as your number of characters in your status. And it's just to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. And
we found out on Monday that probably where this, where the monetization of Pokemon Go is going to come for individuals is you're able to sell your levels. We talked about how a level 21 was going to be like $1,500 or something like that if you decided to pay that. Now we're finding out the new report that's out says that Nintendo has, according to this report, made $7.5 billion since Pokemon Go. $7.5 billion.
Man.
Now they have sold locations to sponsors. Here's the way it would work. You'll be directed to a restaurant, which in the game would be a gym or a Pokestop. And several programmers say they have already found code in the game which has McDonald's logo, meaning that it could be a sponsored location. This would mean that in order for you to fight that battle, go get that Pokemon, that the players would have to stop into that location.
Wow, it took them long enough. We've been talking about this for a week now.
They may have known for a week that that's how they were going to do it, but they wanted to wait to get the craze up so that they could go to the sponsors or the sponsors could track how many people were actually involved in this, kind of get some demographic information about who's involved in this, because obviously you need to get people who have disposable income, who are willing to travel to go do these things. There are some limitations that were involved, but they probably needed to get some tracking on it. So they got some tracking, and then they came around and said, here.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Joint Base Lewis McChord, that's in Tacoma, Washington, has said, don't be doing any of that here. We have restricted areas. We have controlled access points. Don't be doing that.
Yeah.
So, again, add that to the probably long list of places that would like to do that.
Yeah.
Significant number of women, 86%, agree with the following statement, quote, social media content has become a chief source of online research when I'm thinking about a purchase.
That makes sense.
My thought is, and again, this just happens to be women that they're talking about. But my sense is, what are the other 13%, 14% doing? Because I'm reckoning they're doing the same thing, aren't
right.
they?
Right.
Yeah.
Don't you try to find out? I mean, I don't care what it is. You got your device right there. You're going to go look up something. And we mentioned, I think the company a couple of weeks ago, that is doing 30-second commercials to tell you more about things that you can buy.
Maybe the other 13% still have flip phones.
Could be. That's it.
They're not using the social media aspect of it.
They didn't know that this existed. How much fun could this be?
I'm going to send you guys real quick a picture of my Bitmoji as we were talking about earlier.
Good. Hey. All right. So I'll look forward to that. And then we'll post it out there on the website.
Yeah. There we go.
By the way, you can text us as well if you want to. 979-695-1620. Just for fun, or if you actually have news items, things like that, and And actually, Chelsea will bounce back. She'll send something back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we do SoundCloud, where you can go up and find parts of the show that you might have missed. That's posted as soon as we get done, huh?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, and even throughout the show. Yeah. But basically, if you're not necessarily the earliest of risers, uh-huh, and you miss our wonderful intro. We talked about strippers this morning.
We did. We talked about ways to make money. But they're making money in West Virginia.
Exactly.
There are flood victims in West Virginia who need help, and those ladies are going to do their part.
So that segment, for example, is up on our SoundCloud and on our Twitter feed. So if you'd like to go check it out, if in case you missed it.
There you are. Have that. 72%, by the way, of the women say that the ability to check social media recommendations will take the guesswork out of buying a new product. That's the old who says so besides you.
Yeah.
If you have a friend and a friend has tried or purchased a product that you might be interested in, obviously that is going to make you feel a lot better about it. A mere 2% of consumers say seeing a TV ad impacts their decision to buy a product. Ooh. I'm thinking that the TV people are not going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Or they said about 2% is the same thing for a newspaper or magazine. So, again.
Really?
That's what they're telling us. Not nearly as efficient a way to do that as it used to be.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I'm surprised that it's so close. TV and then magazines and stuff that those numbers are so close, considering the fact that magazines are kind of really dying off with the internet.
That's it.
I'm surprised TV is that close.
I still think for women though, magazines such as Cosmopolitan and Women's Health and places like that. I don't know. I think that there's still a pretty...
All right. How do you consume that?
You know, I like for instance, for Christmas every year, I used to get a subscription because those year-long subscriptions are so much cheaper than buying them off the racks like a grocery store or something. I would just get them, monthly. And, I'd flip through them sometimes, especially when I'm traveling. I would like to take magazines with me.
Right.
So maybe people who travel more are going to be more apt to read a magazine like that.
Yeah, but that's what I meant is how would you consume the product?
Right.
You don't set aside time necessarily when you're at home to do that.
No, you're right. Right.
And you, do you actually go through the magazine or do you just look at the index? Do you look at what's on the cover?
No, I'll go through the magazine if I have enough time. If I do have that time allotted to look through it.
Yeah.
And especially with, for me at least, interested in like fitness and health and stuff like that, I would look at different products that they were advertising, maybe not advertising, but certain articles we're talking about. Advertisements I may tend to skip over more.
So yeah, Cosmo, is that what you said?
Yeah, Cosmopolitan's one of them, or Women's Health was also.
So yeah, I just wondered, it'd be really interesting to see what their readership numbers look like now as opposed to even 5 years ago.
Right.
To see what they're doing.
Especially now because they have such a big online presence.
Yeah. Yeah. And the content obviously has changed to try to skew a little bit younger if they possibly can. Mm-hmm. But the actual sitting down and holding the printed page is always fascinating to me to see how people will continue or won't continue to do
that.
Yeah.
I kind of miss doing that,
Well, it's part of it.
It's an experience. It's got, the magazine's got a smell. It's got a feel. It's kind of cool.
It'd also be interesting to see, who on the cover or who they choose to put on the cover makes a difference. Because there's definitely times where I am in a store and I see someone on the cover that maybe somebody who I'm interested in at that moment has a lot going on. I may pick it up just for that article about them.
Obviously, the cover of Cosmo's been a big deal for a while.
Right.
You can do that. Right. You are a trending person, I'd say. It's 7:24.
You're invited to Messina Hop Winery's 39th Annual Harvest Festival. Celebrate the season with a fun-filled, unique experience including grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 30th with events happening all August long. Visit messinahop.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. Join them for a great time at Messina Hop's Harvest Festival.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan-College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands. Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Man, we're well into the dog days of summer when both the temperature and the humidity are high. If your hair is not helping you keep your cool, it's time for a trip to Sonny's Barbershop. Let the experts at Sonny's help you select an attractive haircut that's cooler and communicates your youthfulness or maturity. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. So whether you're a young pup or an old dog, Sonny's family-friendly environment is the place to get the haircut that restores your cool. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. No surprises out there, right? You pretty much know. High temperature today will be right around 100, and the heat index will be even above that. So just be ready for it. And that looks like it's going to go all the way through Tuesday. So just that's the world we live in. Right now we're looking at 78 degrees with calm winds out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In a random act of journalism, the Associated Press obtained a secret document revealing that Iran will get a key nuclear restriction lifted in as little as 11 years. After that, Iran will be able to build nuclear weapons. The secret deal involving Barack Obama, John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, and European Union leaders means that Iran can replace over 5,000 archaic nuclear centrifuges with advanced versions. Within 6 months after that, they'll be able to produce enough usable uranium to make nukes. This is a disaster. And it's also proof the American people, the entire world, were lied to. Deadly lies by Obama, John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, and the EU. And, of course, by the Iranians, who continue to peddle the BS cover story that they're only upgrading their nuclear program for peaceful purposes, because their Islamic Republic government is guided by the religion of peace. Now, the regime, the Obama regime, the elected Democrats, trashed Israel's prime minister when he tried to warn the world about this deal. And they did the same to conservatives. And while American businesses, who stood to gain financially from renewed ties with Iran, gave this monstrosity their blessing, the only outstanding question is why? Why are Obama and his Democrats so insistent on making Iran a nuclear superpower? Now, there are answers to that question if you have the courage to believe the truth.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you, to open new accounts in your name, or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A local developer filed a lawsuit against the College Station School Board in his latest attempt to acquire vacant land next to his student housing complex.
Keith Phillips of the Barracks was unsuccessful last night in getting the CSISD trustees to reverse their decision to sell land to a competitor.
Please understand that filing this suit against College Station School District that I've attended and supported since I was in the first grade is most definitely a solemn time in my life right now. It was the only solution that could generate me the opportunity to speak in front of you tonight and ask each of you to sincerely evaluate the ethical and legal background and implications of this situation.
Board members engaged in no public discussion after meeting behind closed doors for 60 minutes. In a prepared statement, Trustees President Valerie Yokin says the board categorically denies any allegations they were not fair and equitable with both bidders.
We believe that our actions are consistent with statutory requirements and observe the principles of transparency and fairness.
Trustees approved a resolution moving ahead with selling the land to DWS Development by the 29th. Board Vice President Jeff Harris, who's a member of the law firm employed by DWS, did not vote, but he participated in last night's executive session. Harris declined comment when asked about that.
You participated in the executive session?
I can't really comment on that because of the pending litigation.
DWS is paying $3.3 million for the land. The Barracks offered $2.5 million for the July closing and more than $4 million if the deal could be done next March. Phillips repeated that offer last night, which was again rejected by the board.
Barracks Expansion LLC would have this board ignore the fact that we have already awarded the contract. This board cannot ignore what it has already done.
The board selling the tract at Holloman and Deakin, so CSISD has the money to buy land at Holloman and Rock Prairie, which is in the development of single-family homes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
All the Bryan School District buildings have principals for next year. That's after the school board Monday night filled the last vacancy with a promotion. The new principal at Fannin Elementary, Becky Ryberg, was an assistant at Milan the last 6 years. In other business, the board took about 30 minutes before voting to reduce spending for consultants by $96,000 next year. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra says that's in part because fewer staff needs training related to school improvement and support services.
Previously, we would do an annual leadership blueprint training, which was for campus leadership and district leadership. But because we have relatively few numbers of those types of positions that change annually, initially everyone needed to be changed. But now that everyone is trained, we're only training new people at those positions. So instead of doing it annually, we'll do it semi-annually.
The Bryan board also approved spending $1.4 million in unexpected revenue from additional students and property taxes. $900,000 will go towards the August payroll cost of in-service training. Another $150,000 is for additional reading materials, and $120,000 will be spent on energy-efficient lighting. 4 years ago, a North Texas man was given probation for sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in Brazos County in 2008. 28-year-old John Henry Pelzer is back in the Brazos County Jail awaiting transport to a state prison. That's after another district judge sentenced Pelzer to 10 years for the attack that took place 8 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports that punishment will be served at the same time Pelzer does 14 years for holding a Dallas area woman captive for 2 days and sexually assaulting her last summer. Pelzer admitted to 25 probation violations, 8 of them related to what he did to the victim in Dallas County. He was arrested a week later at his parents' home in Arizona. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Houston man for stealing $18,000 of tires and wheels from the Bryan Freightliner store in September 2010. 52-year-old Ray Washington of Houston was sentenced to 3.5 years for jacking up two semis at the dealership and taking 20 mounted and 4 unmounted tires. According to the arrest report, Washington was transporting the merchandise in a trailer that was stolen in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Washington was arrested in Navasota by a Grimes County deputy sheriff who stopped him for not having a tag on the trailer. The deputy also noticed Washington was sitting in the driver's seat wearing only his boxers because the rest of his clothes were on the floorboard drying out. A woman escaped injury after she told College Station police her boyfriend hit her with her car. The victim said the car grazed her and she required no medical attention. The woman says she and her boyfriend were arguing when he pulled into the parking lot of the Sheraton Four Points Hotel on Texas between Harvey and George Bush and told her to get out. The boyfriend drove away after the incident, which was Monday just before noon, and no arrest has been made. The Grimes County Sheriff's Office has sent human remains found last week in bead ice to the University of North Texas to be identified. Captain Blake Jarvis says the remains were found as part of their investigation of last month's disappearance of Jason Curry. But Jarvis told sister station Navasota News 1550 how they learned about the remains is not being disclosed.
It's through the investigation of him being missing and possible being a homicide. That's how we were able to learn about where these remains were located at.
Jarvis says they're treating this case as a homicide investigation and several suspects have been identified. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures up between 95 and 100. The heat index is going to go above 100 today. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 75. High pressure will stretch from Texas to Georgia tomorrow. Lots of sun, a hot day. Highs around 100, the heat index above 100. Clear tomorrow night, lows near 75. Sunny and quite warm for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. Also, the TCL All-Star Game. I'll have those details. And in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros and the Rangers fall once again. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head to Cleveland where Congressman Bill Flores is. Good morning. How are you, Congressman?
Doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on the show this morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful there in Cleveland, is it?
Well, actually, the weather's a little cooler than it is in Texas, yeah. So I guess I'm thankful for that.
Well, we could stand some of that. Let's talk a little bit about kind of the nuts and bolts of the convention. I guess the first thing we think about is there was certainly going to be security, But then we had Baton Rouge. We've had, of course, so many attacks around the world. How has security kind of been ramped up there?
Well, it's incredibly tight. And to get in and out of the convention venue, the Quicken Center, the lines are long. And because you have to go through a magnetometer, you're wanded down. They go through your bags. It is very, very tight. And I will say this. All of us as convention goers have had we've been, A, very understanding, but, B, we also are a little bit on edge as well because of the things that have gone on. You can also see in the you've got policemen from all over the country here, from the California Highway Patrol all the way to North Carolina. And you can see in their eyes, they're a little on edge as well. But so far, it's gone off of that incident. We've had a couple of protests that got a little bit snottier than they should have, so there have been a few arrests. But overall, things have functioned very well. Actually, I think the mobility here has been a lot better than it was in Tampa 4 years ago.
I guess we ought to explain to people, you're not a delegate.
I am not a delegate. Now, in Texas, our rules are set up where federal elected officials are not delegates. And I actually think that's a good thing because, to me, the delegates ought to be pushed to the grassroots as much as possible so that they can get involved, which sort of takes me off on another little tangent for a second, and that is, on Monday, you saw all the news about the rules fight on the floor and that the folks that wanted to have a vote on a rule change were not allowed to have that vote. I wish we had had that vote. The outcome would have been the same either way, but at least it would have let the delegates feel like they had a voice, because sometimes delegates feel like this thing is already scripted way in advance and they really don't have any say in what happens. And so it would have been better, I think, for the grassroots delegates to be able to have that vote. Now, the outcome wouldn't have been the same, but at least everybody would have said, okay, we tried, we got our vote, we lost, let's move on, let's lock arms and say never Hillary.
It was not the Republican Party's best moment, that's for sure.
And so I wish we'd have done it a little differently, but I don't make a shot. Well, mostly what I do is a member of Congress here is that I'm asked to go around and make speeches with other for different groups. For instance, I'll speak to a Hispanic group today. I'll speak to Grover Norquist group, the Americans for Tax Reform. And then I'll speak to a grassroots Tea Party group about the First Amendment.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Cleveland, where the Republican Party is in convention. Let's talk about earlier this week, any speeches that you heard that were impressive to you?
Well, the two that I liked the most, and this may sound a little odd, but the two that I thought did the best job, especially versus what you may have expected, were Marcus Luttrell on Monday night and also Rudy Giuliani. I just thought those two guys did a great job. I thought Melania Trump's speech was pretty good, but she's been maligned. There's some claims of plagiarism. I don't know if it's true or not, but, it's a shame that she got put through that. But I thought she did a pretty decent job. But I thought Marcus Luttrell and Rudy Giuliani in particular were just awesome.
Well, actually, because of his background in New York, Giuliani's been dealing with Trump for decades. And
right.
He seemed to try to inspire the crowd. I haven't necessarily felt like there was a whole lot of inspirational speaking yet. I kind of enjoyed Christie. He had the crowd yelling guilty, which I thought was kind of entertaining last night. But also, do you have any thoughts on his Trump's children spoke last night?
Well, I thought they did pretty well. Donald Trump Jr. in particular, we're hearing good feedback about his. Now, when I listened to his speech, I thought it was pretty good, but it kind of just thought a better part of okay. But some people around here really did like it. So, I'm not in a position to judge. I think that everybody views these speeches differently, but for a young non-politician, come up deliver the speech he did, I guess you'd have to say he did pretty well.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Cleveland. Is it a problem that John Kasich has not endorsed Trump and is not going to attend the convention?
It's what's really fascinating is Kasich's here. I mean, I was at an event yesterday with John Kasich, and so I think it's a little childish for him to not be here. But he's an interesting dude. He seems to be, and I'm probably saying too much more than I should, but he just seems to be kind of an angry guy and just a little bit odd. And maybe if he's here, he wouldn't be that helpful anyway. But to me, in my view, he ought to be here. Look, Ted Cruz is here, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker. A lot of the people that were vanquished by Donald Trump are here and have locked arms because, you know, our theme ought to be never, ever Hillary. And for them to be, for him to be, you know, kind of stand out there by himself is silly.
Now, Ted Cruz has, I guess, been, he'll speak tonight. He's kind of been given a wide berth. What do you anticipate hearing him say?
You know, I really don't know, but I think Ted has wrapped his arms around the fact that Trump is the nominee, and I think Ted is decided, okay, I've got to figure out how we move forward as a country, and because anything that we do that puts the country first and moves forward is really good for Ted Cruz. So he's going to have something to do in the future in politics. And so I do believe he's going to come out and show and have a unity message. That's certainly what I hope, and I think he will.
Finally, let's go from national down to really local. Obviously, a few weeks ago, we had some water damage, some wind damage in Bryan, and FEMA has been involved. Tell me what a congressman's job is when it comes to some sort of a local disaster happening in a city, in your district.
Well, for Bryan, we're doing the same thing that we did following the explosion in West. We're trying to make sure we can get all parties to sit down at the table and walk through what the challenges are and then what role FEMA could play in helping us deal with those challenges. In particular, one of the things that we need to look at are the areas that tend to be flood-prone, where somebody's house floods in April, then it turns around and floods again in May. Those types of addresses are subject to a buyback program where that property is taken off the market, the house is taken down, and that way you don't have the continual flooding problem. I will say that's what we're working on, but those programs take a while to put in place. So for the residents of Bryan that are affected by these, I just say be patient. It takes a while to get all the pieces in place to make this happen, but we are working on it.
Absolutely. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, enjoy your time in the beautiful city of Cleveland, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, it's been an unconventional convention, and it's been fascinating to be a part of it. I would ask our listeners to continue prayer for our country and for our first responders. Boy, I tell you, it's been a tough couple of weeks for them and also for our military men and women.
Most certainly. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You've heard the warnings about dredging up the past in your marriage, right? Well, maybe a little dredging is just what your relationship needs. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Morehead City, North Carolina is home to one of the deepest ports on the East Coast. It's a vital passageway for commercial and military ships. But the port developed a serious problem when Hurricane Sandy deposited sand in the channel, and lots of it. Several areas that had once been almost 50 feet deep were reduced to only 5. Without dredging, the waterway would be inaccessible to ships, and a crucial port to the region would be shut down. Something similar can happen in our marriages. Unresolved conflict is like a never-ending storm between a husband and a wife, depositing a sludge of bitterness in their hearts. The relationship becomes shallow and stagnates. When this happens, it's time to dredge. Obviously, by dredging up the past, I'm not referring to its typical meaning of rehashing old conflicts to punish your spouse for their mistakes. I'm suggesting a couple join together to work through the resentment that has bogged down their relationship. It's not easy, and some marriages need the guidance of a professional counselor to help them through it. But with patience and the willingness to forgive one another, the depth of love couples once had for one another can be restored. To learn more about dealing with hurts, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, with football season right around the corner, our very own Zach Taylor has a look at what's on the horizon.
Well, of course, there's been a lot of changes within the Texas A&M football program this offseason. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavital was let go, along with offensive line coach Dave Christensen. Now, the Aggs also saw the departure of interior defensive line coach Mark Hagan and two blue-chip quarterbacks. Coach Kevin Sumlin addressed some of those changes at last week's SEC Media Days.
We made some very, very difficult decisions. At the end of last season, really starting December 31st hiring some new coaches, attracting a veteran quarterback. And I think a lot of that has really, those decisions and those changes have contributed to a really drama-free offseason and a team that's very, very quiet right now. But as we get closer to the season, I think a lot of people are getting a little different feel for Texas A&M at this point.
Now, in case you've lost track, Coach Sumlin hired Noel Mazzoni to be the team's new offensive coordinator, Jim Turner is the new offensive line coach, and Dave Turner is the Aggies' defensive tackles coach, as well as the defensive run game coordinator. And, of course, the quarterback void has been filled with graduate transfer Trevor Knight. The Aggs are set to kick off the season against UCLA on Saturday, September 3rd, right here in College Station at Kyle Field. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In the Texas Collegiate League All-Star Game last night, the Bayou Blues defeated the Vermilion Reds 7-3. Five Brazos Valley Bombers pitchers threw for the Reds, including Brian Graduate and current Rice Owl Willie Amador, who started and didn't allow a hit in an inning, striking out two. The league-leading Bombers have won 15 straight and will open the second half of the season at 7:05 p.m. tonight against the Victoria Generals at Nutrabolt Stadium. Pre-game's at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
swung on, slowly hit on the ground, picked up by the shortstop Correa, throws home, here comes Simeon, he slides, he's safe, and the A's walk it off.
Oakland's Marcus Simeon scored from second on a two-out infield single in the 10th inning last night to give the Athletics a walk-off 4-3 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros stranded the bases loaded in the top of the 10th. Pat Neshek got the loss. Game 3 of the series with the Athletics is today in Oakland at 2:35 p.m. Meanwhile, in Anaheim,
Albert hits one out to deep left again. Rua back. Gone. Second three-run big fly for Albert Pujols, and the Angels are back on top.
The Los Angeles Angels' Albert Pujols hit two three-run home runs as the Angels downed the Texas Rangers last night 8-6. Robinson Chirinos hit two early homers for the Rangers. Kyle Loesch took the loss and falls to 0-2. The Rangers have lost six of their last seven and look to avoid the sweep against the Angels tonight in Anaheim at 9:05 p.m. In college football, Big 12 school presidents have directed Commissioner Bob Bowlesby to evaluate schools interested in joining the conference. The move made yesterday in Dallas stops just short of saying the Big 12 is committed to expansion, with the Big 12 still considering whether to add two or four teams. The Big 12 has been a 10-team conference, the smallest of the Power 5 leagues since 2012. Meanwhile, Texas football coach Charlie Strong says the Longhorns need to, quote, elevate the program this season after going 5-7 last year. At the Big 12's Media Days gathering in Dallas, Strong told reporters expectations are always high, but they, quote, should be, also acknowledging that the Longhorn faithful want to see progress. And in golf, Tiger Woods, who is 4 major titles behind Jack Nicklaus's record of 18, will have to wait until next year to cut into Jack's lead. For the first time in his career, the injury-plagued Woods will miss all 4 majors in one season, passing on next month's PGA Championship as he recovers from back surgery. And now here's KO.
Thanks, Brad, and that's going to do it for sports. Now for our friends at Team of Navasota, we'll get to the deal of the day here in just a minute, but at Team of Navasota, they strive to build long-term relationships with their customers. Even if you're someone looking for a Ford car, truck, SUV, van, doesn't matter. They have a highly knowledgeable and certified sales staff, expert finance department, huge inventory, all at Team of Navasota. You can take a look online at teamofnavasota.com, and you can take advantage of their trade evaluator. All right, now as promised, that deal of the day, a 2015 Ford Fiesta, 19,000 miles, great gas mileage, would be a great first-timer's car. To find out more, again, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik. And we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aggieland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org. That's collegestation.sw.org.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. This from Spring, Texas. A garden of blue along Cypress Wood Drive has created a welcome site for homeowners.
Nice.
It's kind of like pulling on your heartstrings.
That's where I'm from, you know.
Yeah, right there?
Yeah, right in Spring.
Okay. The row of ribbons first appeared in the neighborhood's common area several days ago after a police massacre in Dallas. It stretched for about 2 miles through the Cypress Wood subdivision, obviously warming the hearts of some deputies who patrol the area.
Wow, that's really cool. I lived minutes from Cypress Wood.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, I took it every day to high school.
Yeah, well, then yesterday the neighborhood HOA sent an email out saying they needed to take them down.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. Is that sad or what?
Yeah.
Katie Higgins, who is a part-time employee of the HOA, said that that while the ribbons do send a powerful message, they just can't stay up forever.
Well, forever, no.
But give them some time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah, I know. I'm just...
HOA ruining all the...
Somehow, some way. All right. So, why fly sober when you can have so much more fun drunk?
Right.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're the pilot and co-pilot.
Oh.
The pilot and co-pilot of a Canadian Air Transat flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Toronto stopped in the terminal before they were able to get on the plane, thankfully. Yeah. What, are these two guys like wandering down the concourse like that?
You got to be pretty drunk to be stopped.
Flight was delayed for 2 hours while they could find another crew.
We're going to the Bahamas.
That's right. Here we go.